Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Isaiah chapter 14 in the New Living Translation, and this is what it says. But the Lord God will have mercy on the descendants of Jacob. He will choose Israel as his special people once again. He will bring them back to settle once again in their own land. And people from many different nations will come and join them there and unite with the people of Israel. The nations of the world will help the people of Israel to return, and those who come to live in the Lord's land will serve them. Those who captured Israel will themselves be captured, and Israel will rule over its enemies. In that wonderful day when the Lord gives his people rest from sorrow and fear, from slavery and chains, you will taunt the king of Babylon. You will say, "The mighty man has been destroyed. Yes, your insolence is ended, for the Lord has crushed your wicked power and broken your evil rule. You struck the people with endless blows of rage and held the nations in your angry grip with unrelenting tyranny. But finally, the earth is at rest and quiet. Now it can sing again. Even the trees of the forest, the cypress trees and the cedars of Lebanon, sing out this joyous song. Since you have been cut down, no one will come now to cut us down. In the place of the dead, there is excitement over your arrival. The spirits of the world's leaders and mighty kings long dead stand up to see you. With one voice, they all cry out, 'Now you are as weak as we are. Your might and power were buried with you. The sound of the harp in your place has ceased. Now maggots are your sheet and worms your blanket.' How you are fallen from heaven, O shining star, son of the morning. You have been thrown down to earth, you who destroy the nations of the world. For you said to yourself, 'I will ascend to heaven and set my throne above God's stars. I will preside on the mountain of the gods, far away in the north. I will climb to the highest heavens and be like the Most High.' Instead, you will be brought down to the place of the dead, down to its lowest depths. Everyone there will stare at you and ask, 'Can this be the one who shook the earth and made the kingdoms of the worlds tremble? Is this the one who destroyed the world and made it into a wasteland? Is this the king who demolished the world's greatest cities and had no mercy on his prisoners? The kings of the nations lie in stately glory, each in his own tomb, but you will be thrown out of your grave like a worthless branch, like a corpse trampled underfoot. You will be dumped into a mass grave with those killed in battle. You will descend to the pit. You will not be given a proper burial, for you have destroyed your nation and slaughtered your people. The descendants of such an evil person will never again receive honor. Kill this man's children. Let them die because of their father's sins. They must not rise and conquer the earth, filling the world with their cities. This is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. I myself have risen against Babylon. I will destroy its children and its children's children, says the Lord. I will make Babylon a desolate place of owls, filled with swamps and marshes. I will sweep the land with a broom of destruction. I, the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken. The Lord of Heaven's armies has sworn this oath. It will happen all as I have planned. It will be as I have decided. I will break the Assyrians when they are in Israel. I will trample them on my mountains. My people will no longer be their slaves, nor bow down under their heavy loads. I have a plan for the whole earth, a hand of judgment upon the nations. The Lord of Heaven's armies has spoken. Who can change his plans? When his hand is raised, who can stop him? Do not rejoice, you Philistines, that the rod struck you is broken, that the king who has attacked you is dead. For from that snake, a more poisonous snake will be born, a fiery serpent to destroy you. I will feed the poor in my pasture. The needy will lie down in peace. But as for you, I will wipe you out with famine and destroy the few who remain. Wail at the gates, weep at the cities, melt with fear, you Philistines. A powerful army comes like smoke from the north. Each soldier rushes forward, eager to fight. What should we tell the Philistine messengers? Tell them, the Lord has built Jerusalem. Its walls will give refuge to his oppressed people." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you that you see evil and you do something about it. Not an easy passage to read through, certainly not an easy passage to pray through. But I am grateful for the last lines of this particular particular chapter in Isaiah, and that is, the walls of Jerusalem will give refuge to his oppressed people. And Lord, you see us and you build walls around us of protection, and I pray for that today. I pray that wall of protection around my friend. I stand against the evil one who has wreaked havoc in this world. And some scholars have believed that part of this passage is not only about the leader of Babylon, but also about the enemy of our souls, who elevated himself above God. And so, Lord, in light of that, I pray a spiritual warfare prayer. I pray that you would help us put on the armor of God, that we would stand firm against the fiery darts of the evil one. I pray that you would give us the helmet of salvation. And I pray for those who you've not yet made that decision to walk with you, Jesus, that today would be the day to put on that helmet of salvation, to ask you to be the Lord of their lives. I pray for that shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. Help us to wield it well. I'm probably going to forget some of these, but the shoes shod with the gospel of peace and the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth. Lord, we need all of these things today. Show us where we're lacking or where we have chinks in our armor. Show us where we are vulnerable, but also keep us highly aware of the tactics of the evil one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and often whispers the most awful things in our ears. So, Lord, help us to combat his lies with truth today, that we are loved by you, we are saved by you, we are forgiven by you, we are set on a pathway by you, that nothing can touch us that doesn't first filter through your sovereign hands, that you have a plan for us, a good plan to prosper us. And, Lord, we may not see it on this earth that is sin-stained and sin-scarred, but there will be a moment when all will be made right. So, again, as I've been praying lately this month, I've just been praying so much about having that eternal perspective. So I pray today, Lord, that you would grant that to us. Help us to see things differently in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's episode is brought to you by my friend, Laura Leigh Majernik, who has written Interference, How Baylor's Sex Assaults Shed Light on Faith and Football. It's available at Amazon, but you can also go to prayeveryday.show, and every day of the month, this book is highlighted, and you can click through to buy it. She's done some really good scholarship, and as well as some really great investigation on the sex abuse scandal that happened at Baylor, which is in Texas. It's the University in Texas. For those of you who are my international listeners, and it's a compelling read. So pick that up, and thank you again, Laura Leigh. And for all of you who have stuck with the Pray Every Day show, we're going to celebrate 3 years February 1st, and I'm really excited about that. If you want to have your prayer requests prayed for on the air on the first Sunday of the month, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record it there. So thanks so much for doing that, and I would be so excited to be able to pray for you.